Welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Beth.
And I'm Feifei.
We have an expression that means relax and often celebrate, particularly after a time of stress or pressure. And the phrase is let loose.
Loose is the opposite of tight. So let loose? Beth, can you give us an example?
Yes. Well, Feifei, I know you've been training for a marathon recently and you've been eating very healthily. But I imagine that once the run is done, you will let loose and maybe have some unhealthy food.
Absolutely. I've been craving chocolate, but haven't had any for a few months.
And speaking of food, I recently worked with some actors, and after we wrapped on filming, we all let loose and celebrated by ordering pizzas.
Oh, don't talk about pizza. I haven't had one for ages.
Sorry. Okay, let's hear some more examples.
After his exams were done, he could finally celebrate and let loose. You always dress so smartly. Let loose. Jeans are much comfier than those suit trousers.
After months of being on a diet, I let loose on holiday and had a few ice creams.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the expression let loose, which is a way of saying relax, often with a celebration.
Now, you can let loose, but you can also let a person loose, and that has a different meaning. If you let someone or something loose, you give them freedom.
Like how I let you loose on that video we've been filming. It's crazy. I think we need to film again.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's go then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.